Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is the final day of a very tumultuous and challenging year for many of us, and it will not be sad to see the back of this year. Yet, even though the year and the work week is wrapping up now, we still have some big movements in the last few days regarding some of the headlines we've been tracking through the year. So join me now for a closer look at what is happening in the world and how that is affecting everything else. It's Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, team.
Jeff, this week, Singapore entered phase three of its reopening. And yesterday, the COVID-19 vaccination program also kicked off at the NCID with 40 healthcare workers receiving the first Pfizer-BioNTech jab. It's still early days, but how significant do you think this is on the road to Singapore's recovery?
Yes, I think indeed it's the starting point of having more people in Singapore getting vaccinated, because the government is aiming for like 80-90% of people getting vaccinated to ensure that there's more normal activities that can be going on. Of course, I think going forward, over the next 1-2 months, COVID-19 will still remain on the radar, especially with the new UK variant. I think that is going to provide the biggest risk for January. We are also seeing an increase in terms of the imported cases from abroad, including the new UK variant. So having this vaccination program definitely helps with economic activity levels. Mm-hmm. So we are expecting, GDP growth to still remain pretty weak for now. But I think as the year progresses, next year, we could start to see positive growth rates again.
The aviation industry also, of course, one of the hardest hit sectors in Singapore, but on Tuesday, the government announcing another round of funding, $84 million as an additional aid to help the sector through the next few months. How might this support or help the companies in the aviation sector stay afloat?
I think it continues to be a key support and lifesaver for some companies, because the aviation sector, I think including like the tourism sector, I think these sectors are the worst hit. So some sectors have already started to normalize a bit in terms of having more businesses. For instance, retail sales are picking up compared to the lows that we've seen in March, April. But I think for the aviation sector, tourism activity, flights, I think still remain very low levels compared to, say, 12 months ago. Mm-hmm. So having this additional aid, I think, does continue to support a lot of the firms that are seeing depressed activity and, of course, help to support employment levels as well. So I think what we are watching out for it will be the fiscal year 2021 budget as well, I think, which will continue to support the Singapore and position Singapore for a recovery ahead.
What about Singapore becoming sort of a hub for the transport of the vaccine going through Singapore Airport? Is that going to help things around the aviation sector?
Yes, I think that's significant, because I think one key strength for the Singapore economy is that we do have a lot of capabilities. So one of it is, for instance, the vaccine storage and distribution. Of course, I think over the course of 2021, I think we are likely to see more of these vaccines variants being sort of approved and distributed. So, yeah, having Singapore as, the first in Asia-Pacific to get vaccinated, I think that's the plus in terms of getting the experience, expertise to distribute. I think that will, mm-hmm. that will help the rest of the Asia going forward.
Global investors, Jeff, are fleeing from China's largest tech stocks after regulators revealed an investigation into alleged monopolistic practices at Alibaba. And also, of course, ordering Ant Group to refocus its roots as a digital payments provider. Give us your take on this, on the Communist Party's crackdown on the Chinese tech sphere. Will it recover?
I think in terms of the war on big tech, I think it's nothing new to, for instance, China. I think we've also seen that in the U.S., where I think for decades for now, I think there's been a lot of debate on how big companies should be and whether they should be broken up. Of course, I think going forward, at least for the next few months or so, I feel some of this uncertainty is being mitigated. There's still likely depressed kind of positioning for China tech stocks. But I think overall, the outlook in terms of fundamentals is still strong, because there's still continued demand. And I think the COVID-19 pandemic has only accelerated the trend towards digitization and technology. So, yeah, I think there'll be several factors in play. But I think once the uncertainty is passed, I think that could help with the positioning of some of the Chinese tech stocks.
Jeff, let's focus for a moment here on Brexit. So a historic agreement, right? And this will allow trade of goods across the English Channel without tariffs and will be implemented starting, well, tomorrow, if you think about it, after 4.5 years of that referendum taking place. Will this allow the UK to rebuild its strained relations with the rest of the European Union after the trauma of Brexit, and how will this impact the UK economy?
Yes, indeed. I think it's the Brexit deal is a positive opportunity for the UK to build relations with the EU again. And I think this comes after months and years of protracted negotiations, where I think a lot of the investors and market watchers like myself, I think, were already thinking that there could be no Brexit deal. So having a Brexit deal, I think it definitely will be positive, even though, for instance, we've also seen some news that, for instance, the auto industry, some plants are already shutting down due to the uncertainty prior. But yeah, I think having this maybe going forward in 2021, 2022, we could start to see more certainty in terms of the trading relations between the UK and the rest of the world going forward.
Jeff, thanks for sharing your very good insights there, your very optimistic insights, I should say. It's nice to end that way. Happy New Year to you, Jeff. Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.